Your taxes hold the key.
Employers, remember all statutory deductions S01 for the month of April must be paid on or before May 14. Paying your statutory deductions on time and in full qualifies you for employment tax credit, also known as ETC. The ETC forms part of the government's fiscal incentives regime and allows employers to make this claim when computing their income tax liability. Employers are advised that their monthly payroll deductions must therefore be made on or before the 14th day of each month to avoid attracting interest and penalties and also to become eligible for ETC. For convenience, employers may pay and file payroll deductions electronically, making it unnecessary to visit a tax office for this purpose. For additional information, contact the Tax Administration Jamaica Customer Care Center at 1-888-TAX-HELP. That's 1-888-829-4357. Or visit the website jamaicatax.gov.jm. This has been Your Tax Tip in 60 Seconds, brought to you by Tax Administration Jamaica.
Your taxes hold the key.
A fee structure is now in place for accessing a CARECOM Single Market and Economy CSME Skill Certificate. We tell you about this as well as the procedures for obtaining the CSME Skill Certificate. This is Get the Facts. Persons applying for a CARECOM Single Market and Economy CSME Skill Certificate are now required to pay fees for the processing and preparation of the documents. This fee structure took effect April 1.
There is an application fee when you submit your documents, and this fee is 2,000 Jamaican dollars. Cost of the certificate will now be $8,000. Each dependent, because you are allowed to add your dependents to your skill certificates for the purpose of free movement, will be $2,000.
Director of the Work Permit Unit in the Ministry of Labor and Social Security, Lisa Ann Grant. Persons are now required to pay $2,000 if they wish to make changes to their CSME skill certificate. And in the event that the certificate has been lost, stolen, or destroyed, a replacement fee of $3,000 is charged. Here's what you will need to obtain the CSME skill certificate.
You are required, as an applicant, to complete an application form, which we will email to you from our department, or these forms are available at all our local offices island-wide. You are also required to provide for us a letter of verification, which will state from your institution that you have completed the program of study as represented on your qualifications.
You will also need a police report from your country of residence for the past 3 years. Additionally, a certified copy of your birth certificate, passport page, and 3 certified passport size photographs must be submitted.
Though we accept certificates from institutions around the world, if your qualifications are not from a university as stated in the Act, then you are required to take these qualifications to the University Council of Jamaica, and this is located at 6B Oxford Road in Kingston. Let me also state that all photocopied documents submitted when you are applying for your skill certificate must be certified by a justice of the peace.
Director of the Work Permit Unit in the Ministry of Labor and Social Security, Lisa Ann Grant. For more information about the CARECOM Skill Certificate, visit the Ministry of Labor's website at mlss.gov.jm or call the Work Permit Department at 922-6740. And that's it for this edition of Get the Facts. Do join us again next time. I'm Prince Moore.
Get the Facts. This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.